All right, welcome to The Married Life. I'm your host, Kevin Martin, here on the Valley Radio Network. And so this morning, we just kind of want to go through our topic this morning, which is money. A lot of different people, when they get together, they have their own ideas and aspirations on how things should be handled. Some people say the man should handle everything. Some people say the woman should handle everything. Or there's some weird cohesion on how bills will be paid and different things like that. So, just some things about that, which would help in lowering the divorce rate and helping you with, you know, managing. And that's really what this is. It's a management. A person decides that they want to manage, and a person said, no, I want to manage. So there are some things. Number one that I hear a lot is, I have my account and she has hers. Now, while that's not a necessarily a bad thing, it can lead to many arguments and different things like that, because one or the other may decide that the other person is withholding or not sharing, you know, what the resources that are coming into the home. I've seen a lot of bad things with this. Some people are able to manage that well. You know, my parents do this. You know, they both have their own separate accounts, but they both take care of the obligations of which they both have and share freely back and forth. So it can work. I'm not saying that will work for everyone. They are much mature people. And in this day and age with millennials, the mine is mine and hers is hers mentality seems to be growing. So I would say that that should probably not be your first go-to thing to do. Most definitely, visibility is most definitely a good thing. Both people can see the accounts. Both people can access the accounts. I'm a big proponent of Dave Ramsey. You should go out and find a Financial Peace University class that's in your area, or go online and listen to his thing. His radio show is really good. He's got a lot of tips and tricks. So one of you is going to be this nerdy person that is very good with numbers and loves to take careful calculation, and then the other one is the free spirit. It's always like that. You may have two free spirits in a home, which is very dangerous, and you may have two nerdy people in the home, which is also very dangerous, but it's always, most of the time, 9 times out of 10, it is... always, it's always two ways. It's always a nerdy person, and that's usually either the you know, man or wife, or it's, you know, the free spirit. Now, let me explain what I mean by these things. The free spirit. The free spirit spends money, doesn't necessarily care about the account until things go awry or sees that the account is low. As long as there's money in there and it's floating, things are good. Don't really care about too much about how. I can't say don't care, but is a little more open with the card or the wallet. The nerdy person is always concerned about how much things are and if there is enough money to do what is needed. This is not a bad thing. These are usually your frugal people. These people are very concerned about price. They're very concerned about how much things cost, and that's a very good thing. You know, both are good. Both bring balance, and that's why it's good to have a both those type of people. You have your nerd person, and then you have your free spirit. They both work hand in hand, which is how your marriage should be. You know, you have strengths and weaknesses, and your spouse has strengths and weaknesses, and together, they should really balance those things out. Your strengths are, you know, are her weaknesses. You help lift her up in that matter, and then, you know, her strengths and your weaknesses, she is to be lifting you up. So that's the first half. So we'll be right back. Thank you. right when we're back. The Married Life. I'm your host, Kevin Martin. So, as we were talking about the subject of money in the relationship and how it should be handled and managed. We just got finished talking about strengths and weaknesses, and so you have that nerd person who is good with numbers and is concerned with how the money is spent and calculating things, and then, of course, the more free-spirited person who is more concerned, not really necessarily concerned, but as long as there's money flowing and as long as there's nothing going on, there's money to be had, they're a little bit less concerned about that. Not that they're any more concerned about making sure bills are paid or anything like that, but they're not really, it's not really at the top of their list. And not that that's a bad thing. Remember, we talked about strengths and weaknesses, and they both kind of key off of each other, which is why conversation needs to happen. Each one of these in themselves is dangerous, because the nerdy person will count every penny and then figure if it's too expensive, then we don't need to have it. The more free-spirited person could learn a little bit more control on certain things. And so they both work and balance each other out. So meeting together and deciding where the money goes. Now, like I said before, we're a big Dave Ramsey followers, and even for us, we do need to get back on track. It's easy to lose your way, but you need to get back on the horse if you fall off and get back to riding. So we're big fans of the zero-based budget. A budget needs to be handled. If you're going to manage a home, like any enterprise, a home is an enterprise, it is an entity, and so there are things that are reoccurring expenses, food is a reoccurring expense, gas, everything really is a reoccurring expense, and so therefore, if you treated your home like your business, if you owned a business, you know that there's X amount of dollars coming in, and then these are your operating expenses. Therefore, you need to manage that. So managing those funds, managing all the money till it gets down to zero. Then, of course, this does two things. Number one, the nerdy person is satisfied. All the money has been given out, and it has gone where it is supposed to go. Therefore, the nerdy person is happy. Yay. The free-spirited person is happy, because not only are all bills paid, and if you've done this right, they've had a little bit of spending money in their wallet, and they've known that, look, here you go. This is what you get. And then once it's gone, it's gone. And then you don't have any more. And then they don't wind up feeling bad later that none of bills or anything like that get paid or lights are shut off or anything like that. Everything is paid. Everything is satisfied. You got money in your wallet. And they're more inept to hold on to it. And therefore, they are happy because everything has been funded. They've got money in the wallet. And there you go. And the card doesn't work. Because it's zero-based budget, there's no money in there to spend. So all the money has been given a job and goes out to where it needs to go, and everyone is satisfied. Of course, this takes sitting down and meeting about your budget on either weekly or monthly basis. Without that, then things don't go where they need to go. One of the other things that people do is to get away from the cards, because using the debit card is not necessarily bad, but it's not necessarily good either, right? Based on, the banks do this on purpose because they want you to spend everything, and they want you to overdraft so that they can collect fees from you. Naturally, they're no good unless they're able to collect some of these things, you know, from you. So, by doing a zero-based, there's no money in there to spend, and your card will be declined. Very embarrassing if you're going into some place to go eat and your card is declined. So not necessarily a good thing. So meeting regularly is a thing that should be done. We'll be back with our final points. All right, we are back with the married life. We are talking about money today, and this is the last portion of the three-part series, you could call it, of the married life for money. So just to kind of wrap things up, we talked about the three components here. We talked about meeting together, understanding your role as it is, being the nerdy person or being the free spirit. Remember, your free spirit person is one that is just what it is. They spend money, not necessarily consulting the other, and it just kind of goes. If there's money in there to spend, it shall be spent. Basically is the rule of thumb. Thou shalt spend what is in the account. So that's more of the free spirit. The nerdy person is more concerned with numbers. And if things cost too much, they're your more frugal person. And typically, they need to be kind of the ones that kind of lead the discussion and lead the budgeting. Now, free spirits, you can't go wrong with this. Now, you kind of have to go along with what the issue is here. They are good with numbers. It's just the way they are. It's the way God wired them. And so you will be better off in your pocketbook and different ventures that you're trying to undertake, whether it be saving for a home or vehicle, whatever it is, if you let the nerdy person lead things. So both of you need to do that. We talked also about the zero-based budgeting. Now, zero-based budgeting, remember, does a number of things. It allows you to, number one, make sure that every dollar has a job. Dave Ramsey's very big on this. Make sure that every dollar has a job, because what money will do is we see the things in on the internet about money having wings and money flies and all of that. Well, it's very true. If money is not given a job, it will find its way out of your hands and into the hands of someone else. So make sure that every dollar has a job. Even though it may be going to savings, it doesn't need to sit in your account. It does need to go to where it needs to go. The next thing is making sure that you're sitting down and talking regularly about your budget planning. Your home is an entity. It is running your home like a business. And if you do that, and allowing whoever to kind of be the manager of those resources, or if you're both going to be the manager of those resources, one person taking the lead over that, let that happen, so that everybody's understanding what's going where, who's getting paid what, extra money in wallets and different things like that. It's run down to zero. Credit cards or debit cards or bank cards can't be used because there's no money in that account that it's tied to. So therefore, you can't spend any money out of that account because it'll be declined. So zero-based budgeting does a lot of good things. And also meeting with each other. So those are kind of the couple of tips. And actually, one of the things that I forgot to mention is the envelope system. Now, real quick, the envelope system, if you guys aren't familiar with that, is basically having a bunch of envelopes out. And they have professional envelope systems or not. You know, if you want to do it the cheap way, you know, grab a couple of regular white envelopes that you pick up from the office supply store. Mark them for what they need to be marked, with savings or food or groceries or whatever. And especially for groceries, this will do a few things for you. It'll limit your eating out. It'll limit what you can get at the grocery store. And so if you know you're only taking $200 to the grocery store, all you're spending is $200 because that's all you have. And you can't use the card because the card, again, zero-based budget, there's no money in there for the card to be used. So therefore, if you go over your $200, something gets put back. So it trains you to have to spend what you have to spend. It trains you to have to handle money a little bit more. We as a society do not handle the actual physical money anymore, and we're all about plastic. Studies have been shown that if you have money in your wallet, you will hold on to it longer because you know that there's actual physical money there. And if you don't have anything in an account to get to, then that's what you need. Anyway, we hope that helped. My name's Kevin, and this was The Married Life.